Until next year, good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest wrap-up. I'm Dan Bross. Mushers were recognized for their speed, sportsmanship, dog care, and attitude at the annual UConn Quest Awards Banquet Friday. Champion Matt Hall won $22,716 for finishing first, and his lead dogs, Anchor and Keeper, won plates of raw steak. Hall spoke highly of his team, noting their experience on the trail.
Got a beautiful team right now. Most of the guys in the team, this is their fourth Quest with me now.
KUAC's Molly Reddig covered the UConn Quest from start to finish, including Friday's awards banquet, and has our final race wrap-up.
After two grueling weeks on the trail, the UConn Quest family had some fun in the luxury of the Westmark Hotel on Friday.
So the second one goes to the winner of this year's official Eagle Checkpoint hot dog eating contest.
Of 21 mushers who set out from Whitehorse 2 weeks ago, 14 crossed the finish line in Fairbanks in one of the toughest sled dog races on earth. Mushers gathered in downtown Fairbanks to celebrate and share stories from the trail.
I have to say it was just absolutely amazing. One of the most fun things I've ever done with the dog team.
Jesse Royer is an Iditarod musher who ran the Quest for the first time this year. She finished in eighth place with lots of rest and a lightning-fast pace. One of her favorite parts was the hospitality.
It is mind-blowing. Like, when you come into these checkpoints out in the middle of the Yukon, and there are trapper cabins or hospitality stops, and they have menus for the mushers. Like, you have a menu? Seriously? Like.
As always, there were highs and lows over 1,000 miles. This year's Quest featured 50 below cold snaps, howling snowstorms, and mushers helping other mushers out on the trail. Rob Cook from Whitehorse was almost ready to scratch in Central when his team of Siberian Huskies seemed to lose the drive to pull. He was stuck in Central for 14 hours, waiting out a storm on Eagle Summit with four other mushers. When they were released all at once, his team surged ahead.
They just started charging, and one of the guys in the team, he'd hardly pulled for the previous 700 miles, and he was just screaming and slamming into his harness.
Then, after making it over the dreaded head wall, he hit a whiteout on Rosebud Summit, the last climb of the race. As he broke tree line, he encountered 40-mile-per-hour winds and swirling snow.
You could just see your leaders. We were traveling marker to marker.
He switched up his leaders, but then the dogs started fighting.
For me, it was just a real nightmare. It was the worst situation I've been in my life.
He partnered up with another musher, Brian Wilmshurst, to get through. And when he crossed the finish line in Fairbanks with 12 fluffy dogs, their tails were wagging. Ben Good was in the same pack. The 37-year-old from North Pole had never run 1,000 miles before. His low point came about 60 miles away from Slavin's Roadhouse on the Yukon River. There was no moon, it was 40 below and dropping, the sled was barely moving against the abrasive snow, and he is carrying two dogs in his sled bag.
And it was just like, this isn't fun, this isn't worth it, this is just like, I'm done, I'm going to get to the next checkpoint and scratch, because I'm done.
But then he got some sleep in a warm cabin and had a great run into Circle.
It was fast, the trail was packed and smooth, the dogs looked good. I was finally off the Yukon River.
He knew the race would be hard. There would be big summits and cold weather and exhaustion, but he had also expected some easy runs in between.
Once we hit Braeburn, it was just like run after run after run after run. It was hilly or long or cold or, So it was more relentless, more continuous than I expected.
That was the whole point. The founders of the Yukon Quest wanted a trail that was tough and rugged, where you had to rely on your own skills to get through the wilderness. Leroy Shank helped start the race back in 1983. The 77-year-old Quest veteran said the original idea was less a race than a trip.
We had no checkpoint between Carmax and Dawson, 300 miles. So if you go 300 miles with a dog, you got to be organized. And you're going to have to camp out a time or two and have your act together.
He's seen it change over the past 34 years. Today there are more rules, more elaborate strategies, and GPS trackers on each sled so you can follow the musher's every move. Shank laughs when he hears them talk about podcasts and playlists.
Now they say, what kind of music do you play on the trail? I like the dog's footfalls. And a good music you hear when you're traveling on the Yukon, you can hear the water running.
Shank presented Ben Good with a race button from the very first Yukon Quest for finishing second to last, just as he had done in 1987. Now that it's over, Good said it was worth it.
I would do it again, yeah, I would.
At the Yukon Quest finish in Fairbanks, I'm Molly Reddig.
And I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2017 Yukon Quest is made possible by Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, Samard Automotive, and Samard Chevron, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, Wendell Street Psychiatric Services, and Sipping Streams Tea Company, proud sponsors of KUAC.